Pause recording.
Hello there, everyone. I'm currently using iOS 6 and I'm considering upgrading in a week or two to iOS 7. I want to wait and see where all the bugs get ironed out first. I'm just wondering, basically, will it completely erase the whole computer, i.e. the whole phone? Sorry, that the phone was talking to me. Will it completely erase the whole phone, all of my music and that stay? I have music on the phone, etc. I don't really use iTunes much. So what happens? I have a structure set up of where I want things at the moment on each page. Am I going to lose all that? Because if so, I'll wait until I've got more time on my hands, because I've got a lot going on at the moment. So if someone can let me know how it works, I know I can software update over the air and all that. But what I don't want to do is lose everything, because, you know, I've got it all set up how I want it. I've iCloud backed up, yeah. But I guess I can restore from that, I suppose. But I won't get all the music, and I'm going to lose all the music. If not, great, I'll do it. If so, then I haven't got time to fiddle around at the minute, so I'll just sort that out. It does sound a really good update. Thanks to people who've been putting podcasts on Apple. This sounds quite cool. And it seems like UK users can use the North American Siri because it can understand us, I think, just about. I think it's stupid that a North American person might want a UK accent instead to read back to them. You know, why should they be limited to speaking their accent in English to get their voice? It's just stupid, really. I understand a Frenchman speaking French, but an English person should have freedom to have what they want. You know, if we want Daniel to read back to us, or Karen, or Lee, or whichever ones we can get, and that's our choice, surely. But the fact that we can get premium voices is still cool. I'm looking forward to that. And so thanks for any help, guys, and speak to you soon. Thank you. Bye.